So the shiur today is a zeichenish mas the child, the fall baruch dover ben oshet tzvi, the chan levacha, and mishpachas are only simcha nachas me'avodat olam. On the Kavod Yontif, we're going to learn a piece from a tzaddik that we've been learning from a lot over the years, from Rav Schwartz, the author of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. We've been learning the parish Bilvavi Mishkan Evna Misel Sharm for this past tkufa. So there was shiurim that Rav Schwartz gave on Pesach in Yonim, and this shiur in particular, this maimon in particular, I feel hits home. I think Mitzvah next week will still be able to have.
Yeah.
Right. Next week should be.
Why?
Yeah. So I think we'll be able to do it in two shiur Mitzvah. Tachlis Yitzias Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Lahoisa Bi Yitzia Greida. The tachlis of leaving Mitzrayim was not just to get out of Mitzrayim. It was not just to leave. Sharei Ksiv V'hini Mitzrayim Neiseh Achareyim. The truth is that the geula from Mitzrayim, of course, didn't end when we went through the toll booths outside of Mitzrayim. When we left the city limits, it continued on. We have problems with the Mitzrayim. The Gula didn't end yet. The Mitzrayim are chasing. He started to chase after us. Right, but Kriyas Yamsuf. Only by Kriyas Yamsuf. There, by Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, but Kriyas Yamsuf. Achashahisa Misa Gemur LeMitzrayim. Only when the Mitzrayim were killed. Only at that point. Then the Gula was finished by Shvi Shal Pesach. V'hinei v'divrei ha'arachayim HaKadosh Mavua. The Arachayim HaKadosh explains Shemagolus Mitzrayim Nichnasu B'nei Yisrael L'memtes Shari Tumah. We know that according to the Rizal that when we were in Mitzrayim we had descended into the Memtes Shari Tumah. The Achaim HaKadosh says something that spoken about many times over the years. The Achaim HaKadosh says that in Mitzrayim, we actually be after Mitzrayim, where we are now in Golus, Begolus Achrayna, he says Tiaknisa L'Shar Hanun. We're going to descend all the way down into the Shar Hanun, to the 50th Shar. So we see the terrible, terrible matzav that we're in, the terrible state that we're in these last generations, particularly now. So the Chaim HaKadosh said already in his time that in the last galus we're going to go into the Shar HaNun. So we begin at Shar HaNun Ditum. We're in the Shar HaNun of Tumah, which is what? Apikorsis, Aminus, and Kfira, heresy, and so on. We're already in the Shar HaNun. Baruch Hadover, Shakoach Shahoyev Mitzrayim Shlo Shinu Shmam Lashonim Malvusham, Hukoach Hayetzia Mimenta Shari Tumah. Now the way we were able to get out of Mitzrayim, Chazal revealed to us that there were certain things that we held on to no matter what, despite the fact that we were in that 49th place of Tumah. Chazal tells us that we held on to our language and to our names and our clothing and so on. Why those things work, that's not for now. But we held on to certain things, and we were just able to get out, like the Rizal says. And we see how it was b'chipazim, that if we would have been delayed another moment, it would have been finished, and we would have slipped into the 50th. Ulam kedelotzis mishar hanun deklipa. So the Achaim Kodesh explains, how is it possible for us to continue existing in the Shar HaNun? We're now in the Shar HaNun, we're already in the 50th. We've fallen into that place. So how is it possible for us to get out? So Mavur Baruch Hashem called this Shenidrus Koch Yosef Pnimi B'Nefesh Adam. So Chacham HaKadosh says, back in Mitzrayim we didn't have the Torah yet, so we didn't have a way to fight against the Shaar HaNun. There was nothing to fight with. So whatever we held on to, our names, our language, the clothing, was able to somehow hold us in the 49th Shaar, was able to hold us just until Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now we're in the Shaar HaNun. The difference is that in the Shaar HaNun we have the Torah. That means there's a korach, there's Yosef Pnimi. But we have a korach now, even though we're in the Shaar HaNun, of absolute filth and heresy and so on. But the korach of Torah, that antidote to the Shaar HaNun, is Yosef Pnimi, is much, much, much deeper than anything else. And the korach of Torah is so strong that it can lift a person out, even of the Shaar HaNun. In Mitzrayim, we didn't have the Torah. If we'd have gone beyond 49 into 50, that would have been already the point of no return. We would have been finished. That would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. So we had to be taken out before. How do we survive in Golus in the Shaar HaNun? In the last Golus, the one we're in right now, we survive because we have the Torah, which is a Koach Yosef Pnimi. It has such strength. Koach HaTorah. There's something deeper in the Nefesh HaAdam, in the soul of a person, deeper than Kfir and Apikorsis and Minus and the Shaar HaNun. There's something deeper in Tov, in holiness, and that's the Koach HaTorah. Aval Be'emes HaDor Ma'amukim. Mach Kavonu Shebekoach HaTorah Yesh Koach Lotzeis Mishaar HaNun. We need to understand, what does that mean? It's a nice thing. And everybody says over this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, so now we have the Torah and we're able to get out of the Shaar HaNun. What does that mean? Harei Einenu HaRoz Rachman L'Slam. We see with our own eyes. Sheyeshnam b'nei Adam, sheyachadim haTorah. We see that there are many people that even though we now have the Torah, and together with the Torah, and even people who learn Torah, and Nimsarim b'Soch Shaar HaNun, they're not able to climb out, and they disappear, Hashem Yirachem, from Klal Yisrael. Avshe divrei Torah einu mekavlim tumah, even though the Klal is the Divrei Torah not Makabim Tumah. The Torah is stronger than any Tumah in the world. The Torah is stronger than the 50 Shari Tumah, whatever that means. Aval Ein Behecho Shetia Gulas HaNefesh Adi Ilum HaTorah Kedosha. But just because a person is learning doesn't mean that he's guaranteed not to disappear. It doesn't mean that he's guaranteed to be protected from the Shaar HaNun. People are learning, and Lo Aleinu, they're still slipping into these things. So tzarech leido. Shabem es sherish ha-geula shematzini b'kriyas yamsuf. So since the completion of geula was by kriyas yamsuf, we need to study kriyas yamsuf carefully. And kriyas yamsuf is the key to getting out. Kriyas yamsuf with Torah. We'll see. And what does it say by kriyas yamsuf? V'yem ha-shem ha-moshem ha-titzak elai. Somebody screaming and crying and davening, and Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Atitzak alai, what are you yelling? Why are you screaming out to me?" Darbel ben Yisrael, "You saw right, go." The Zohar says, "Matitzak alai." So the question is, what else are we supposed to do when we're in trouble? We daven. So the Zohar says, "Batika talya milsa." Now, batika, of course, is something in Kabbalah. Batika talya milsa means hadavar talui. Batika, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell them that over here there's no inyan to daven. There's something deeper and bigger that's going on. They're going to be okay." Batika talimos. Batika. Atika means the ancient one. It means it comes from the highest level of Hashem's will, Hashem's love for us. And it's nothing that Kosh Baruch Hu explains to us what that means. But tell them it's going to be okay. Batika talimos. In other words, like everything is moving into autopilot. So you call auto, like in the car, it goes into autopilot. In other words, just take it easy. It's going to move. Stop stepping on this, stop pressing that. We're going to go. Davrel ben Yisrael v'Yisrael. It's on order. Patika talimus. Now, what does that mean exactly? So first, it's clear that hu ha-koach ha-pnimi, that the Atika is, that mystery of Atika contains within it a koach, this koach ha-pnimi, some koach pnimi, some deep, deep koach, Shal Yodo Yesh Bekoach HaNefesh And if a Jew is able to tap into this atika, into this koach pnimi, then that person has the power, the ability, li'igoyel misharanun, to get out of anything. There's something that's called batika talya. There's something that's called atika. And if you're able to access atika, it's your ticket out of Mitzrayim, of the sharanun. Bohu nimtzes kayon, which is our goal is now, which is a continuation of Mitzrayim, but now it's the sharanun. So there's a koach of batika that you and I, we're going to learn how, that you and I can connect to, and we can teach our children and talk to our grandchildren about, is Koach HaVatika, which no matter what a person has fallen into, if you use this Koach HaVatika, which is Koach HaPnimi, as Torah, which we'll see, you're able to get out. Now, Koach HaTorah Shel Manifest Panim Torah Manifest Panim Tamei, Torah, which is Nigla, the revealed Torah, the Torah that we learned growing up, Eshama Gesilo, the Yerachem Yishlakish, Abai and Rava. Nigla, the revealed part of Torah, of course, is defined as having Memtes 49, Memtes Panim Torah. Chazal always used this. 49, there are 49 ways to say on this that it's Torah. To learn that it's pure, that it's Torah, the paskin that it's Torah, and mentes parim tamei, and there are 49 that will disagree. And we have machlokes all over. When it comes to the nigla of Torah, to the revealed Torah, there's mentes like this and mentes like that. 49 hold like this and 49 hold like that. And we say, Eilu velu devilakim chai, but we paskin a certain way. But the number 49 is very significant. But there are mentes parim lakan, and mentes parim tahar, mentes parim tamei, who are correctly not sell me mentes sharituma. So when it comes to the 49, that number 49 is telling us that when it comes to the mentes sharituma, to the 49 gates of tumah, which we were in Mitzrayim, there, when it comes to that kind of tumah, we have mentes panim of teres hanigla of shas, of gemara, of learning Shas, of learning Teresh Bechsav, learning Teresh Baal Peh, that there are 49 punim that are able to counteract the Memtes Shari Tumah. Avala Yitzim Shari Nun, but there are only 49 gates of Teresh Anigla, of Torah, of revealed Torah, of Halacha, of Gemara, and so on. There are 49. Avali Yisim Sharanun, however, getting out of the Sharanun, Shebnei Yisrael Mishukoyim Bohashka, that we're in now, Hu Koach Yoser Pnimi. That's a Koach Yoser Pnimi. Havonish Vapnimi Satar. The Sfarim tell us that in Nigla there's 49, in the revealed Torah there's 49, meaning in Halacha in there's 49. But Pnimius HaTorah, the inner light of Torah, the hidden Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, is there's the Or HaGonuz, that's the hidden light of creation. Hu Koach Yoser Pnimi HaGonuz bePnimius HaTorah. The Kasher Ein Hizgalus Benefesh LeKoach HaPnimi. If a person's soul is not receiving a dosage here at the end of time where we are now, if a person is not receiving a healthy dosage of Pnimius HaTorah, Kashrein is galus benefesh l'koach ha-pnimi, that means that the nefesh is being deprived of this koach pnimi, of this super weapon that is able to contend even with the Shar HaNun, because the mentes panim Lakan, Memtes Panim Lakan, the 49 levels of Taurus Nigla can contend with the Memtes Shari Tumah. But when we're here now in our last Golas, we're already in the 50th Shari Tumah, so then we have to access a Koach that's Yosef Pnimi. The Koach that's Yosef Pnimi is Pnimi Satar. Akash She'ein is Galus Benefesh LaKoach HaPnimi. Behechrech Rachmor Luslan, Sheshar Hanun de Klipa, who Koach HaSholeit. if one does not connect to Pnimiyus HaTorah, that means that he's not able to use that koach hapnimi shebetara, that koach that is able to fight against the sharanun, and in that case, God forbid, the sharanun can take over. He can get lost completely in the sharanun. Page Kufman, the other side of the page. Like the daras rishon daras achrayin. So you could be wondering, and everybody wonders. Like, what changed? For the most part, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers were not Isaac and Pnimiyus HaTorah. For the most part, they weren't. For the most part, they were simple Jews. Good, nice, God-fearing Jews that learned a little Gemara, some Mishnayos, a little Enyakiv, depending on what level they were, a little Chayodim, Shnai Mikra HaTargum. That's how our grandfathers, for the most part, lived. They were Gedolim always, but for the most part, that's how they lived. And they were not learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. They were not learning. Again, the Chassidus Yidden were learning a piece of Kedushas Levi and Aram HaMelech. They were learning a little bit, but even then, they were not really able to understand in great depth, for the most part. With their exceptions, of course. And by the Sfardim, they were also. A lot of them were saying the Zohar Kodesh. They would say Zohar. But most of them were not learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. So what has changed? And keep in mind that Rav Schwartz is not a Sfaradi. Schwartz gives it away. And he's not a Chassid either. He learned in Panovich. He is a Litvishi Yid. An Israeli Litvishi Yid. Look at those who are Shonen Doros Achrayin. Something has changed here at the end of time. That's the Archaim Kodesh was talking about. Mavur b'Mo'ari Naim. It's explained in the Mo'ari Naim in Chukas. B'Shem Abal Shem, in the name of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Shebederes Achroinim Yesh No Gilui Pnimi B'Torah. That at the end of time, in the last generations before Mashiach, Pnimiyus HaTorah, the inner light of Torah, has opened up to everybody. Everybody now can learn Pnimiyus HaTorah. Everybody. This was already predicted by the Zohar HaKadosh. It came out to the time when the Zohar Kodesh spoke about an opening of the heavens and the higher waters coming down into this world, flowing down to this world, which corresponds to the time of the Gra and the beginning of Chassidus, approximately that time. And since that time, more and more and more people are able to learn and are learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. Now we're holding by the last few minutes before Mashiach comes. I was in the Swarm store, we were together in the Swarm store an hour ago, and Swarm one after the other. And Pnimiyus HaTorah, and they're being chap, one after the other. And people are learning them. I'm not talking about Kisvei Ari, but inside Kisvei Ari, which still is, again, even there are many more people are learning, but all the Swarm that are talking about, the Pnimiyus, what we're learning from the Chalban. They're just regular people, and they're learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. So he brings to the Baal Shem, the Mo'ari Naim, Shebederes Achronim Yesh Nagilu Pnimiyus HaTorah, Ubar Rapash Shegilu Yizeh V'lo B'chdi V'lo B'mikra. It's not a coincidence. Why is it that Pnimiyus HaTorah has become so popular? Why is it that everybody's running after Pnimiyus HaTorah? Well, there's still some holdouts. There are some holdouts. It's not because the regular people, it's because some of their leaders are holding out and they're still giving, you know, shmuzim from 1963 and so on. But for the most part, you see this even in the non-Hasidic world. There's a fascination with the Maral. There's a fascination with the Reb Tzadik. They still feel it's not Hasidic. I don't know. Somebody should tell them that Reb Tzadik was a Hasid. I don't know if they told them. The Sfasemus was also a Hasid. I don't know if they told them yet. But that's already Tanya. Svarim that are already in Nesiv Shalom, Shem Yishmul, that even in the non-Chassidic world, Chassidim we understand, it's a hemshech of Kabbalah. But the Svarim, they never had an issue with this. But But even in the non yeshiva world, in the yeshiva world, and even in the modern Orthodox world, somebody should tell many of those who love the teachings of Rabbi Yosef Soloveitchik that Rabbi Yosef Yenika was in Chabad Hasidus, and that the drushes that they love most from Rabbi Yosef are pure Chabad Hasidus. Again, someone should tell that chaver also. Maybe then they would also learn besides the Rav Swarm, because they ran out of all their drushes already, these people, that they should also look into some of the Chabad Swarm, and they could come up with some of their own drushes. What's going on? Kolobe Mikra, Elomi Make Atzma Misakin Ritiya. That means that the cure, just like with the snake bite, the cure to the snake bite is from the poison of the snake, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makdim Refula Make. Means there's a koch pnimi of Tumah that's called the Sharan Nun. Heresy, kfira, because it's minus, and disgusting preaches. What's going on nowadays? That's called the Sharan Nun. It's a koch pnimi of Ra. It's a deep, deep, deep koch of Ra. It's something that 10, 15, 20 years ago we couldn't have imagined how disgusting things would become. It's koch pnimi of Ra. It's pnimius. The cure to the pnimius of, to the Sharan Nun, which is the pnimius of Ra, the cure is to be found in pnimius, but the pnimius of Torah, pnimius of Torah. Irak Aide Gilu Ize, this is what the Baal Shem HaKadosh is teaching, that only by the revelation, by the Gilui, by the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, which Reb Chaim Vital wrote about in his introduction to the Rizal, the Bedor Basra, is at the end of time, how this wisdom must be revealed. Because only Aide Gilu Ize, only through this gilui of Pnimius HaTorah does Bnei Yisrael have the koach liyinotzel mishar hanun, to somehow contend and to be rescued from the shar hanun hasharlit b'kipa b'chol ha'olam kulo, that has taken over the whole world. The shar hanun has taken over the world. So ma'ach chiluk ben mem tesh shari ha'tumah shor Bnei Yisrael mishukam yitzis nisayim. What's the difference between what our ancestors were in Mitzrayim in the 49 Shari Tumah and the Shar Hanun that they were in now? What's the difference? Hamizil Zisharim Bereshif, right? That we was able to learn with Rav Schwartz's commentary. Hamizil Zisharim Bereshif, right? Kshabola virus inyan tachlis ha-yitzir. When Ramchal's talking about the tachlis of creation, Shehiya kirva by Dveikus Elovizbar, which is kirvas Elokim, Dveikus Bashem, attachment Hashem, Kosa Belushono, Ramchal writes, Sheolov Lishbar is kol hamachitzas hamafsikais beinai levein kone. That a Jew must break through all of the barriers that are separating between him and his Creator. To break through all of the barriers, to smash down the mechitzas, hamapsikas ben levein kaina, because the tachlis is dveikus b'Hashem, and there's a koch that's keeping us away from Hashem. And Ramchal writes, ad asher yimoshech achrov. We learned this. Ad asher yimoshech achrov. You have to break down the barriers. Ad asher yimoshech achrov, to the point that you. That when, once you break down those barriers, Adashe Yemoshech Achra, you will be pulled after God. Kebarzel Achra Evan Hashoevas. Like a piece of iron that's pulled by a magnet. Autopilot. Adashe Yemoshech Achra Kebarzel Achra Evan Hashoevas. The way that iron is pulled by the magnet. Those are the words of the Ramchal. Boru Poshid, Rav Schwartz explains, it's clear and it's obvious. Shezelu mazeh also helukim. Everything in the world is, in a way, of zelu mazeh. For everything in Tumah, there's in Kedusha to fight against that. says Elu Mazah Asa Lakim. It says that in Kohelis. Okay, same as the Kedusha Yeshes Koach Ad Asher Yimoshech Achrav Kebarzel Achar Evan Hashoeves. Therefore, the same way that in the world of Kedusha, of holiness, there is such a thing that a Jew has broken down that which separates between him and God to such a degree that once the barrier is removed, he's sucked mamish into Elokus, he's drawn into Elokus, the way that a piece of metal is drawn after a magnet. If that's in Kedusha, then Kach Rachmar Lislan, we're trying to understand the Shara Nun. The Kach Rachmar Lislan, the what? Yesh Koach Lahetbach. That there's a Koach which is Lahetbach. Kamavu besugi vavadazar. Sheesh no bechinish okevan de avigba tuva kaminas danya. Chazal tell us there's such a thing that if you get too caught up in it, davigba tuva. No, what does it mean davigba tuva? Davigba tuva means when you become dovuk to something that's also. That dveikus, that attachment, that obsession. It could be an obsession with drinking. It could be an obsession with. It could be an obsession, God forbid, with things that are ervas haaretz, that are very immoral and disgusting. There's such a level of dveikus bara, of attachment, an obsession, addiction to something that's destructive, that's evil. That is kaminas damim. It's like minus. Minus means heresy. Regarding heresy, the pasuk says that lo yishuv. That means that when a person falls into heresy, it's almost impossible to come out of it. When you fall into apikorsis, it says very hard to get out of that, to get back when you fall into that. So when it comes to the yetzahara, if a person becomes aduk, it becomes like obsessed with ra, with something bad. It's kaminas damim. It's not a regular Yitzhar, it's not a regular Taiva. Everybody has Taivas, everybody has Yitzhar. But if a person becomes mamish dovuk, oduk, he becomes mamish attached to it, it could become as destructive and inescapable as minus. Eilu shnei ha-karkas shel ha-yitzhar, the two karkas of the Yitzhar, the Yitzhar ha-Taiva and the Yitzhar ha-Ra, Eilu shnei koichas shel ha-yitzorim, yitzor ha-toy v'yitzor ha-ra, ha-nimtzorim b'dor ha-achroim, that are in the last generation, b'dor ha-achroim, v'akorach l'natek, es ha-ada she-yimoshech achra ke-barzul achra evan ha-shoev is de-klipa. Those, what we're in now at the end of time, this is what Aruch Haim HaKadosh was saying. What we're in at the end of time, when he said we're in the Shara Nun, means that at the end of time, the koach of the Yetzirah is a koach of a powerful inner koach pnimi of minus of apikarsis, of addictions and obsessions with ra, with the klipa. That the same way that the Ramchal describes that there's such a koach in kedusha that it draws you like a magnet, like metal to the magnet. So at the end of time, there's a koch of klipa, of tuma. Maybe it's connected to the technology. It has to have something to do with the technology. That it draws a person like metal to a magnet. I was just talking to the boys in one of the shiurim this week, where there's a couple of the chevra there that they have the thing on the table. They have the iPhone on the table. And they're listening. Then they start to take the iPhone to look a little bit. Then they put it down. And I'm watching these. Then one of them or two of them tries to put it into the back pocket. Feels it's not nice to take it out. I'm sitting around 3 feet away from the rabbi. So he puts it into the pocket. Sits like this for like 5 minutes trying to listen. Once takes it out from his pocket. Like this. Looks at it a little bit. Puts it back in the pocket. This one on the table. This one here. This one here. This one over here. It's mamish like it looks like Basel Acher Evan Shoeves. It looks like there's a magnet. There's drawing nice people. I'm not saying they're looking at bad things, God forbid. That's unfortunately often part of it. But it's like an it's mamash like an Evan HaShoeves, that people can't put it down, they can't stay away. It's an Evan HaShoeves. There are those who have that with smoking, with drinking, some that with drugs, with pornography, Hashem Yachin. Evan HaShoeves, that klipa at the end of time of addictiveness and obsessiveness, that it's not just the Yetzirah Hara, it's not just the Yetzirah Hara. Listen, people always have Yetzirah Hara. The Yetzirah Hara is an altamaisa, but in this surah that it is at the end of time, that it's like an Evan HaShoeves, and that nice people are being swept away like by this magnet of filth. So Zeluma Zeh also Elokim. For everything there is in Tum, of course, there's the opposite in Kedusha, and everything in Kedusha is the opposite in Tum. So what is the Koach in Kedusha to fight against? What is this Koach that will allow us, will give us the strength to break down the barrier, that will stop this magnet from pulling us in? We need a magnet of Kedusha, the Evan HaShoeves. So far we learned that Pnimius HaTorah is the Koach Pnimi of Torah, is an Evan HaShoeves in Kedusha. Pnimius HaTorah is an Evan HaShoeves in Kedusha. The same pieces of Torah that helped us when we were younger to try to stay focused and stay away from bad things, it's not helping our kids. That's the disease. It's not working. So there's an Evan, I'm sorry. There's an Evan Shoeves. The Evan Shoeves in Kedusha is Pnimius. Pnimius HaTor. Because the Koach of Ra is an Evan Shoeves, it's Pnimius. And Tuma. But it's not just to learn Pnimius HaTor. Because that's exciting, that's interesting, that's fun. And that also doesn't necessarily do it for you. We need to connect to the Koach HaPnimi of Torah and a Yiddishkeit that's a Yiddishkeit of Pnimiyitz, but it has to be with the Koach Shel Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is the key. That's the key. That's why at the end of the day it was necessary for one Jew, Nachshon Ben Ami Nadav, when he stood by Kriyas Yam Suf, to take that first step into the water, right? Higiyu Mayim Ad Nefesh, Mesiris Nefesh, to be prepared to die, to give up everything. Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is the key to everything, to all of our avodah in our generation. The early generations that wasn't necessary, but now we can't win without it. Koach HaPnimi DeKlipa. The Koach Pnimi of the other side of Tumah, of the Klipa, Nimshachem Achra Vayfen Shei Efshar Lihinotzo. It just drags us along like a magnet, and we can't hold ourselves back. It's almost impossible. You have now kids that come from Shomer Shabbos families, and the kids are texting on Shabbos. They feel that means that the Evan Shoeves, the kids can't fight against it. And if the kids are not fighting against it, it means there's also something that's for the parents, not that set of parents, but there's an Evan Shoeves of Klipa that has never ever been in history such an Evan Shoeves, a magnet of Ra. That EF Shalim also. If someone asks you what's an Eitzah, I was telling Cheskin when we were driving, that there was a Yid that told me yesterday that there was a Yid that said that a very wonderful Yid, a wonderful Yid, a Bemis, an Ish Ruach, that his son called to ask him, I think he texted him, to say that that a friend of his, you always have to watch out, that's the friend, that a friend of his was going to sell him an iPhone or a smartphone, it's one of those, like the latest thing, was going to sell him for like a quarter of the price because he got another one from his grandparents, gift. So he's going to sell it to this kid. So the kid called up his father to ask rishus. Can I buy it? So the father sent back to him, I'm going to talk to your mother. We already discussed this. Kid sends back, everybody in my class has it. You know, that all these lashonis to use. Everybody has. So he said, I'll talk to your mother about it. He says, around 10, 15 minutes later, he gets a text. I bought it with my own money. And the kid ended the note. He's a very nice boy also. And he learns. He's a nice boy. He ended the note, and he said, by the way, I didn't have to tell you that I was going to get it. I could have gotten it without you knowing about it. You never would have known. Yeah. Therefore, it's an ego. Since I told you, you understand the rest.
How
old was he then? 11th grade. 10th, 11th grade. He could be fooling all of us. Something else going on. So the father calls me and says, I don't know what to do. He's telling me, he's asking me Yerushas, and he's telling me I don't need Yerushas. So yeah. And I'm a tzaddik because I really didn't have to ask you. I could have done it behind your back. So the parents come and I say, I don't know, what do you ask? What's the decision such a thing? On so many levels. It's so wrong on so many levels. And the parents don't know what to do. I didn't have to tell you. Why not? Why don't you have to say to your parents? Where does that come from? That's where I could have done it without you knowing it. Yeah, you could do any of it without us knowing. But he's the nicest boy in the world. What do you want from him? The mice, it's an Evan Shorvis. The guys around him have it. And if you look on the street, you watch people, it's like there's a magnet and everybody's just being like a vacuum. And if you wonder, is he trying to like hold your kid's legs? You're trying to hold? Then you find yourself flying in also. You don't want to be a Russia. You don't want your kids to hate you. Everything you say is no, also. So kocha pnimi deklipen im shocham achabayim she'iyah shalhi notsum. Umayseh hoi brev notsum. You hear this? People love you, Mishkan Evnes, bringing you maiseh. Umayseh hoi brev notsum, shohoch brev nachmi breslov. So maiseh brev notsum breslov went to Rabbi Nachman. The Kabbalist bonus to go meet Rabbi Nachman, to see him. But Nosson saw something on the way to Rabbi Nachman that was Eina Ru'uya. Now, what do you think that was? That he saw something that was improper. What did Rabbi Nosson see over there that was Eina Ru'uya? What could it have been there, Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Nosson was Tzadik Yisoid Olam. So it means that something went in front of him for a second. What was it? If you could say that it was an Isha, a woman. So what do you think she was wearing over there? You know, in 1810, in 1815, whatever, in 1812, what was she wearing and what was going on? But it was his eyes, and you can show Reb Nosson after that. Reb Nosson, when it happened, was go. Ksenich Mr. Reb Nachman. It's not that he looked at something, he saw something. What can you do? Ksenich Mr. Reb Nachman, Om Reb Nachman, Reb Nosson, Sheesh Bechinishal Aruch de Klippa, Sheesh Shalhi Nosson Imanu. So Reb Nachman says to Reb Nosson, then in the world of Klippa, there's something that's called Aruch de Klippa. It's like the Sharon Nun of Klippa. Don't feel bad. There's a Sharon Nun of Klippa. You couldn't prevent it. Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson was probably eating his kishkes out. What happened to me? How come I saw this? That Rabbi Nosson saw, whatever it was, that we wouldn't even think twice about it. I don't want to say it's not nice. In our own houses, we have this. But he saw Rabbi Nosson, a Re'iyah She'ena Ru'uyah. By the time somebody nowadays is already 5 years old, he's seen probably a million times worse than Reb Nosson saw in his whole life. And Reb Nachman says, Reb Nosson, he says, there's an Indian of the Sharon Nun of Aruch the Klippa, that Yerushalayim not something like. E-Efsha, it's impossible. There's no such thing for Jew. It can't be. We have the Torah, and we have Kach Pnimi, and we have Pnimi's Torah. But without Mesiris Nefesh, without coming to that point where you're prepared to give up everything, without Mesiris Nefesh, it's a yes. Zahakach Shesholet Hashta. This is the Koach that is now in control, that's now in the world. Hakol Klipa, Hakol Chayshach, Mamish Klipa and Chayshach. Unbelievable Klipa and unbelievable Chayshach. And on the other hand, Zelum Azeh, we can learn, even regular people like us can learn things like this. And Pimis Atah that our grandparents never, because we need to have the medicine. Other Nisach, Rachmalas on Achra Klipa, Kibazel Achra Evan Asoevis. But we're being pulled after this Klipa, the Sharanun, like the magnet that's pulling the iron. And when that klipa takes over, the nefesh adam, page kuf and aleph, k'ra'ein hergish shel ada sheyimoshech achrav, to k'ra nimshach. What do you mean ada sheyimoshech achrav? He's already in. He was taken away. So we begin to show dveikus rachmanos on the klipa, that a person is dovuk to the klipa, dveikus to the klipa. That's really, I think, what addiction is. Dveikus to klipa. There's something called in you of addictions, which became very, very big. I don't know, it was drinking, but it became much bigger in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But, however, as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hikdim Refu L'Makeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brings a sickness, a klipa, unless you can get out, unless there's a cure. The Gilalonu is Soit Pnimius HaTorah, and therefore, Dafka, at the end of time, Hashem allowed the light of the Zohar Kodesh, the Kisveri, the light of the Gro, the light of Chassidus, into the world. Not just that He allowed it, it's pouring into the world the light of Pnimius HaTorah. But Pnimius HaZum, in an Inyan, Sheshayach Rak Lebal Madrega, and now Pnimius HaTorah is not just for Big Mekubalim and Tzadikim, it's for everybody. Hechrech shel mamish, absolute necessity. Hechrech shel mamish. Moshlam adav adam. Correct. This be compared. Lemayadim yisele b'Torah. The yotzes have an order in the Torah. Pesach shvu sukkis. Sholosh pam v'shami yirakol schurcha. Chagamatzis, chagashvus, and chagasukkis. That's the order. Chagamatzis, chagashvus, and chagasukkis. Pesach shvu sukkis. Hine gershin is gair ben pesach l'shvus. So let's say a guy converts, a guy converts between Pesach and Shavuos. Hayala l'adaz le'mish l'yikarmes chagas Shavuos b'vlal sheyeh seid l'madim. So would anybody in his right mind say, well, he converted between Pesach and Shavuos, the only time he has to keep Shavuos is when he comes back to the beginning. Only next year by Pesach, because he got to go in order. That's ridiculous. He became a Jew today, and today's Erev Shavuos, he has to go out and buy blintzes. He has to get ready. There's no such thing. You're a Jew. You're a Jew right now. Everything, you're in. Hayal das limit so he comes chagishvus because he's seglema because there's a seder. Posh the brother says man mechayev. What do you mean? This man is mechayev. Don't ask a kasha. You're a Jew and a Jew keeps shvus. Yeah, but I want to start fresh. You know, the series begins with Pesach. Look, this is what the Messiah is right now. Posh the brother says man mechayev. This man is mechayev. This. Why wasn't the mechayev yesterday? Because yesterday you were a guy. But now, yeah, and yesterday wasn't Shavuos. Today you're a Jew, and tomorrow is Shavuos. That's Mechayev you. The calendar changed. The clock changed. It's different. Benim zu madregos shelo, benim zu anen madregos. So what he says, I'm not in a madrega to keep Shavuos. You know why? I never kept Pesach. And all the Sfarim say, this guy, this Gerrit knows something. And all the Sfarim say that the whole meaning of Pesach of Shavuos began by Pesach. So that right, it began by Pesach. He's a Ger that was misguided in the middle of Sfiras Ayim. It's an interesting Shaila, right? It's a big Shaila. So I wasn't a Jew before. So I didn't keep Pesach. So if God didn't take me out from Mitzrayim, then what do you want me to go to Shavuos? So we tell, listen, this man is Mechayim. It's Shavuos. Finished. So you can be one of those guys that screams, my grandfather never learned Pnimius HaTorah. My great grandfather never learned Pnimius HaTorah. My grandfather was a Heligah Jew and he didn't have to go with Mesiris Nefesh. So why do I? So he says that's not a kasha, because right now for this guy is Shavuos. That's the time is Mechayev. Whether you're on the Madrega or on the Madrega, whether you got ready for, you didn't get ready for, whether you went through, whether you counted the beginning of Sphere or you didn't count the beginning, it doesn't make a difference. It's Shavuos today, period. That's it. This man is Mechayev. Forget about your Madrega. That's the reality. The reality is Eshuas. Don't tell me you're not ready for it. You're not ready? Eshuas. Hilchas HaTorah Mechayev is Talmud. The Halachas of the Torah Mechayev you. You're not ready for Shabbos? Well then, stop wherever you are, empty out your wallet and your pockets, and finish. It's Shabbos. Start saying Luchadoidi. It's done. B'chol Eizah, b'chol Shabbos, b'chol G'dareh, b'chol Kassah, Hilchos, all the Halachas. B'hash, Nishnim, Tzaymanim, and the Kudosh of Pneumias, the Pneumias, the Klippa. So now that the Messiah says, you could say, how do you know, why is it? You could scream about all you like. Right now, we're in the Pneumias of the Pneumias of the Klippa. That's not to say, Acham Kodesh, all this Torah Kodesh, tell us, we're now in the Pneumias of the Pneumias of the Klippa, in the Sha'anun. That means that right now, this time they were in, is no choice. It's mechayev, the shar hanun b'kedusha. Period. The shar hanun b'kedusha, the ingredients, pnimius, pnimius atayra, and the seiros nefesh. How that works and how that helps, and Hashem will continue with next week.